Computing and Moral Responsibility, first published Wednesday, July 18, 2012, Substantive Revision, Friday, February 16, 2018, Audio Part 3 of 3, Section 3, Rethinking the Concept of Moral Responsibility, Conclusion, Bibliography, and Credits. 3. Rethinking the Concept of Moral Responsibility. In light of the noted difficulties in ascribing moral responsibility, several authors have critiqued the way in which the concept is used and interpreted in relation to computing. They claim that the traditional models or frameworks for dealing with moral responsibility fall short and propose different perspectives or interpretations to address some of the difficulties. 3.1 Assigning Responsibility. One approach is to rethink how moral responsibility is assigned. Gotterbarn 2001, Welbers 2009. When it comes to computing practitioners, Gotterbarn identifies a potential to sidestep or avoid responsibility by looking for someone else to blame. He attributes this potential to two pervasive misconceptions about responsibility. The first misconception is that computing is an ethically neutral practice. According to Gotterbarn, this misplaced belief that technological artifacts and the practices of building them are ethically neutral is often used to justify a narrow technology-centered focus on the development of computer system without taking the broader context in which these technologies operate into account. This narrow focus can have detrimental consequences. Gotterbarn gives the example of a programmer who was given the assignment to write a program that could lower or raise an X-ray device on a pole, after an X-ray technician set the required height. The programmer focused on solving the given puzzle, but failed to take account of the circumstances in which the device would be used and the contingencies that might occur. He, thus, did not consider the possibility that a patient could accidentally be in the way of the device moving up and down the pole. This oversight eventually resulted in a tragic accident. A patient was crushed by the device when a technician set the device to tabletop height, not realizing that the patient was still underneath it. According to Gotterbarn, computer practitioners have a moral responsibility to consider such contingencies, even though they may not be legally required to do so. The design and use of technological artifacts is a moral activity, and the choice for one particular design solution over another has real and material consequences. The second misconception is that responsibility is only about determining blame when something goes wrong. Computer practitioners, according to Gotterbarn, have conventionally adopted a malpractice model of responsibility that focuses on determining the appropriate person to blame for harmful incidents. 2001. This malpractice model leads to all sorts of excuses to shirk responsibility. In particular, the complexities that computer technologies introduce allow computer practitioners to sidestep responsibility. The distance between developers and the effects of the use of the technologies they create can, for instance, be used to claim that there is no direct and immediate causal link that would tie developers to a malfunction. Developers can argue that their contribution to the chain of events was negligible, as they are part of a team or larger organization and they had limited opportunity to do otherwise. The malpractice model, according to Gotterbarn, entices computer practitioners to distance themselves from accountability and blame. The two misconceptions are based on a particular view of responsibility that places the focus on that which exempts one from blame and liability. In reference to Ladd, Gotterbarn calls this negative responsibility and distinguishes it from positive responsibility. See also Ladd 1989. Positive responsibility emphasizes the virtue of having or being obliged to have regard for the consequences that his or her actions have on others. Gotterbarn 2001, p. 227. Positive responsibility entails that part of the professionalism of computer experts is that they strive to minimize foreseeable undesirable events. It focuses on what ought to be done rather than on blaming or punishing others for irresponsible behavior. Gotterbarn argues that the computing professions should adopt a positive concept of responsibility, as it emphasizes the obligations and duties of computer practitioners to have regard for the consequences of one's actions and to minimize the possibility of causing harm. Computer practitioners have a moral responsibility to avoid harm and to deliver a properly working product, according to him, regardless of whether they will be held accountable if things turn out differently. The emphasis on the prospective moral responsibility of computer practitioners raises the question of how far this responsibility reaches, in particular in light of systems that many hands help create and the difficulties involved in anticipating contingencies that might cause a system to malfunction. Steve 2008, Miller 2008. To what extent can developers and manufacturers be expected to exert themselves to anticipate or prevent the consequences of the use of their technologies or possible bugs in their code? These systems are generally incomprehensible to any single programmer, and it seems unlikely that complex computer systems can be completely error-free. Moreover, designers and engineers cannot foresee all the possible conditions under which their products will eventually operate. Should manufacturers of mobile phones have anticipated that their products would be used in roadside bombs? A more fundamental question is whether computer programmers have a broader responsibility to the welfare of the public or just to their employer. 3.2 Responsibility is practice. Nevertheless, the distinction between positive and negative responsibility underlines that holding someone morally responsible has a social function, which provides yet another perspective on the issue. Stahl 2006, Eshelman 2016. both prospectively and retrospectively, responsibility works to organize social relations between people and between people and institutions. It sets expectations between people for the fulfillment of certain obligations and duties and provides the means to correct or encourage certain behavior. For instance, a robotics company is expected to build and safeguards that prevent robots from harming humans. If the company fails to live up to this expectation, it will be held accountable and in some cases it will have to pay for damages or undergo some other kind of punishment. The punishment or prospect of punishment can encourage the company to have more regard for system safety, reliability, sound design and the risks involved in their production of robots. It might trigger the company to take actions to prevent future accidents. Yet, it might also encourage it to find ways to shift the blame. The idea that responsibility is about interpersonal relationships and expectations about duties and obligations places the focus on the practices of holding someone responsible, Eshelman 2016. The particular practices and social structures that are in place to ascribe responsibility and hold people accountable have an influence on how we relate to technologies. Nissenbaum contends that the difficulties in attributing moral responsibility can, to a large extent, be traced back to the particular characteristics of the organizational and cultural context in which computer technologies are embedded. She argues that how we conceive of the nature, capacities and limitations of computing is of influence on the answerability of those who develop and use computer technologies, 1997. She observes a systematic erosion of accountability in our increasingly computerized society, where she conceives of accountability as a value and a practice that places an emphasis on preventing harm and risk. Accountability means there will be someone, or several people, to answer not only for the malfunctions in life-critical systems that cause or risk grave injuries and cause infrastructure and large monetary losses, but even for the malfunction that cause individual losses of time, convenience, and contentment. 1994, p. 74, it can be used as a powerful tool for motivating better practices, and consequently more reliable and trustworthy systems, 1997, p. 43. Holding people accountable for the harms or risks caused by computer systems provides a strong incentive to minimize them and can provide a starting point for assigning just punishment. Cultural and organizational practices, however, do the opposite, due to the conditions under which computer technologies are commonly developed and deployed, coupled with popular conceptions about the nature, capacities and limitations of computing, p. 43. Nissenbaum identifies four barriers to accountability in today's society. 1. The problem of many hands. 2. The acceptance of computer bugs as an inherent element of large software systems. 3. Using the computer as scapegoat. And 4. Ownership without liability. According to Nissenbaum, people have a tendency to shirk responsibility and to shift the blame to others when accidents occur. The problem of many hands and the idea that software bugs are an inevitable byproduct of complex computer systems are too easily accepted as excuses for not answering for harmful outcomes. People are also inclined to point the finger at the complexity of the computer and argue that it was the computer's fault when things go wrong. Finally, she perceives a tendency of companies to claim ownership of the software they develop, but to dismiss the responsibilities that come with ownership. Current-day computer programs come with extended license agreements that assert the manufacturer's ownership of the software, but disclaim any accountability for the quality or performance of the product. They also dismiss any liability for the consequential damages resulting from defects in the software. These four barriers, Nissenbaum holds, stand in the way of a culture of accountability that is aimed at maintaining clear lines of accountability. Such a culture fosters a strong sense of responsibility as a virtue to be encouraged, and everyone connected to an outcome of particular actions is answerable for it. Accountability, according to Nissenbaum, is different from liability. Liability is about looking for a person to blame and to compensate for damages suffered after the event. Once that person has been found, others can be let off the hook, which may encourage people to look for excuses, such as blaming the computer. Accountability, however, applies to all those involved. It requires a particular kind of organizational context, one in which answerability works to entice people to pay greater attention to system safety, reliability and sound design, in order to establish a culture of accountability. An organization that places less value on accountability and that has little regards for responsibilities in organizing their production processes is more likely to allow their technological products to become incomprehensible. Nissenbaum's analysis illustrates that our practices of holding someone responsible, the established ways of holding people to account and of conveying expectations about duties and obligations, are continuously changing and negotiated, partly as a response to the introduction of new technologies, see also Norman 2012. Nissenbaum argues that the context in which technologies are developed and used has a significant influence on the ascription of moral responsibility, but several authors have stressed that moral responsibility cannot be properly understood without recognizing the active role of technology in shaping human action, Jonas 1984, Verbeek 2006, Johnson and Powers 2005, Welbers 2009. According to Johnson and Powers, it is not enough to just look at what humans intend and do. Ascribing more responsibility to persons who act with technology requires coming to grips with the behavior of the technology, p. 107. One has to consider the various ways in which technological artifacts mediate human actions. Moral responsibility is, thus, not only about how the actions of a person or a group of people affect others in a morally significant way, it is also about how their actions are shaped by technology. Moral responsibility from this perspective is not located in an individual or an interpersonal relationship, but is distributed among humans and technologies. 4. Conclusion: computer technologies have challenged conventional conceptions of moral responsibility and have raised questions about how to distribute responsibility appropriately. Can human beings still be held responsible for the behavior of complex computer technologies that they have limited control over or understanding of? Are human beings the only agents that can be held morally responsible, or can the concept of moral agent be extended to include artificial computational entities? In response to such questions, philosophers have re-examined the concepts of moral agency and moral responsibility. Although there is no clear consensus on what these concepts should entail in an increasingly digital society, what is clear from the discussions is that any reflection on these concepts will need to address how these technologies affect human action and the boundaries between computer technologies and human beings. Bibliography: Allen, C. and W. Wallach, 2012. Moral Machines: Contradiction in Terms or Abdication of Human Responsibility. In P. Lynn, K. Abney, and G. Becky, eds. Robot Ethics: The Ethics and Social Implications of Robotics. Cambridge, Massachusetts, MIT Press. Allen, C., G., Varner and J., Zinsser, 2000. Prolegomena to Any Future Artificial Moral Agent, Journal of Experimental and Theoretical Artificial Intelligence, 12, 251-261. Allen, C., W., Wallach and I., Smith, 2006. Why Machine Ethics: Intelligent Systems, IEEE, 21, 4, 12-17. Engwin, J., J., Larson, S., Matu and L., Kirchner, 2016. Machine Bias: There is software that is used across the county to predict future criminals, and it is biased against blacks. ProPublica, May 23, 2016, available online. Asaro, P., 2011. A Body to Kick, But Still No Soul to Damn: Legal Perspectives on Robotics, in P. Lynn, K., Abney, and G. Becky, eds. Robot Ethics: The Ethical and Social Implications of Robotics, Cambridge, MA, MIT Press. Bechtel, W., 1985. Attributing Responsibility to Computer Systems, Metaphilosophie, 16, 4, 296-306. Biker, W., E., T., P., Hughes, and T., Pinch, 1987. The Social Construction of Technological Systems, New Directions in the Sociology and History of Technology, London, UK, the MIT Press. Bovins, M., and S., Zoridis, 2002. From Street Level to System Level Bureaucracies: How Information and Communication Technology is Transforming Administrative Discretion and Constitutional Control, Public Administration Review, 62-2, 174-184. Boyd, D., and K., Crawford, 2012. Critical Questions for Big Data: Provocations for a Cultural, Technological, and Scholarly Phenomenon, Information, Communication, and Society, 15, 5, 662-679. Kokelberg, M., and R., Wackers, 2007. Imagination, Distributed Responsibility and Vulnerable Technological Systems, The Case of Snorre, Science and Engineering Ethics, 13-235-248. Cummings, M., L., 2004. Automation Bias in Intelligent Time Critical Decision Support Systems, paper presented at the AIAA First Intelligent Systems Technical Conference, Chicago. Dennett, D., C., 1997. When Hal Kills, Who's to Blame? Computer Ethics, in Hal's Legacy, 2001's Computer is Dream and Reality, D. G. Stork, ed., Cambridge, MA, MIT Press. Denning, P., J., 1989. The Science of Computing, The Internet Worm, American Scientist, 77-2, 126-128. Dorn, N. and Van de Poel, I., 2012. Editor's Overview, Moral Responsibility in Technology and Engineering, Science and Engineering Ethics, 18, 1-11. Eshelman, A., 2016. Moral Responsibility, in the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, Winter 2016 edition, E. N. Zalta, ed., URL equals. Fisher, J., M., 1999. Recent Work on Moral Responsibility, Ethics, 110, 1, 93-139. Flaherty, L., and J. Sanders, 2004. On the Morality of Artificial Agents, Minds and Machines, 14, 3, 349-379. Flaherty, L., 2013. Distributed Morality in an Information Society, Science and Engineering Ethics, 19, 3, 727-743. 2016. Faultless Responsibility, On the Nature and Allocation of Moral Responsibility for Distributed Moral Actions, Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society A, Mathematical Physical and Engineering Sciences, 374-2083, doi, 10.1098/rsta.2016.0112. Friedman, B., 1990. Moral Responsibility and Computer Technology paper presented at the annual meeting of the American Educational Research Association, Boston, Massachusetts. Ed. 1997. Human Values and the Design of Computer Technology, Stanford, CSLI Publications, New York, Cambridge University Press, Gotterbarn D. 2001. Informatics and Professional Responsibility, Science and Engineering Ethics, 7-221-230. Graubard, S. R. 1988. The Artificial Intelligence Debate, False Starts, Real Foundations, Cambridge, Massachusetts, The MIT Press. Gray, C. H. 1997. AI at War, The Aegis System in Combat, Directions and Implications of Advanced Computing, D. Schuller, ed., New York, Ablex, pp. 62-79. Hart, H. L. A. 1968. Punishment and Responsibility, Oxford, Oxford University Press. Hughes, T.P., 1987. The Evolution of Large Technological System, in W. E. Biker, T. P. Hughes, N.T. Pinch, E.D.S., The Social Construction of Technological Systems, Cambridge, M.A., The MIT Press, pp. 51-82. Eiselstein, W., Y. DeCourt, C. Midden, B. Egan, and E. Hoban, E.D.S., 2006. Persuasive Technology, Berlin, Springer Verlag. Johnson, D. G. 2001. Computer Ethics, 3rd edition, Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, Prentice Hall. 2006. Computer Systems, Moral Entities but Not Moral Agents, Ethics and Information Technology, 8, 195-204. Johnson, D. G. N.T. M. Power, 2005. Computer Systems and Responsibility, A Normative Look at Technological Complexity, Ethics and Information Technology, 7, 99-107. Jonas, H. 1984. The Imperative of Responsibility, In Search of an Ethics for the Technological Age, Chicago, The Chicago University Press. Crows, P. and P.P. Verbeek, E.D.S., 2014. The Moral Status of Technical Artifacts, Dordrecht, Springer Cufflick, A., 1999. Computers in Control, Rational Transfer of Authority or Irresponsible Abdication of Authority. Ethics and Information Technology, 1, 173-184. Ladd, J., 1989. Computers and Moral Responsibility, A Framework for an Ethical Analysis, in C.C. Gould, ed., The Information Web. Ethical and Social Implications of Computer Networking, Boulder, Colorado, Westview Press, pp. 207-228. Latour, B., 1992. Where Are the Missing Masses? The Sociology of a Few Mundane Artifacts, in W. Biker and J. Law, eds., Shaping Technology/Building Society, Studies in Socio-Technical Change, Cambridge, Massachusetts, the MIT Press, pp. 225-258. Levison, N., G., and C., S., Turner, 1993. An Investigation of the Therrick 25 Accidents, Computer, 26, 7, 18-41. Levison, N., 1995. Medical Devices, the Therrick 25, in N. Levison, Safeware, System, Safety and Computers, Boston, Addison Wesley. Matthias, A., 2004. The Responsibility Gap, Ascribing Responsibility for the Actions of Learning Automata, Ethics and Information Technology, 6, 175-183. McCorduck, P., 1979. Machines Who Think, San Francisco, W.H. Freeman and Company, Miller, K., W., 2008. Critiquing a Critique, Science and Engineering Ethics, 14, 2, 245-249. Moore, J.H., 2006. The Nature, Importance, and Difficulty of Machine Ethics, Intelligent Systems, IEEE, 21, 4, 18-21. Nissenbaum, H., 1994. Computing and Accountability, Communications of the Association for Computing Machinery, 37, 1, 72-80. 1997, Accountability in a Computerized Society, in B. Friedman, ed., Human Values and the Design of Computer Technology, Cambridge, Cambridge University Press, pp. 41-64. Nass, C., and Y., Moon, 2000, Machines and Mindlessness, Social Responses to Computers, Journal of Social Issues, 56, 1, 81-103. Norman, M., 2009, Mind the Gap, A Critique of Humans/Technology Analogies in Artificial Agents Discourse, Maastricht, Universitaire Pers Maastricht. 2012, Responsibility Practices and Unmanned Military Technologies, Science and Engineering Ethics, 23, 809-826. Parashuraman, R., and B., Riley, 1997. Humans and Automation, Use, Misuse, Disuse, Abuse, Human Factors, The Journal of the Human Factors Society, 39, 2, 230-253. Reeves, B., and C., Nass, 1996. The Media Equation, How People Treat Computers, Television, and New Media Like Real People and Places, Cambridge, Cambridge University Press. Rosenthal von der Putten, A. M. Kramer, N. C. Hoffman, L. Sobiraj, S., and Daimler, S. C. 2013. An experimental study on emotional reactions towards a robot, International Journal of Social Robotics, 5-1, 17-34. Sack, W. 1997. Artificial Human Nature, Design Issues, 1355-64. Sartor, G. and M. Viola da Azevedo Cunha, 2010. The Italian Google Case, Privacy, Freedom of Speech and Responsibility of Providers for User-Generated Contents, International Journal of Law and Information Technology, 18, 4, 356-378. Searle, J. R., 1980. Minds, Brains, and Programs, Behavioral and Brain Sciences, 33, 417-457. Single, R., 2010. Does Italy's Google conviction portend more censorship? Wired, February 24, 2010, available online. Sparrow, R., 2007. Killer Robots, Journal of Applied Philosophy, 24, 1, 62-77. Stahl, B., C., 2004. Information, Ethics, and Computers, The Problem of Autonomous Moral Agents, Minds and Machines, 14, 67-83. 2006. Responsible Computers. A Case for Ascribing Quasi-Responsibility to Computers Independent of Personhood or Agency, Ethics and Information Technology, 8, 205-213. Steve, J., A., 2008. A Critique of Positive Responsibility in Computing, Science and Engineering Ethics, 14, 2, 219-233. Suchman, L., 1998. Human/Machine Reconsidered, Cognitive Studies, 5, 1, 5-13. Sullins, J., P., 2006. When is a Robot a Moral Agent? International Review of Information Ethics, 6, 12, 23-29. Taddeo, M. and L. Floridi, 2015. The Debate on the Moral Responsibilities of Online Service Providers, Science and Engineering Ethics, 22, 6, 1575-1603. U.S. Department of Defense, 2009. FY2009-2034 Unmanned Systems Integrated Roadmap, available online. Van den Hoven, J., 2002. Guadalupe B.I.J. Opcom N.T.I.J., Denken over Ethique en Informatiematschappij, in J. de Mol, ed., Philosophie in Cyberspace, Kampen, The Netherlands, Uitgeverij Clement, pp. 47-65 Verbeek, p. 2006. Materializing Morality, Science, Technology and Human Values, 31, 3, 361-380. Vidal, J., 2004. The Alco Lock is claimed to foil drink drivers. Then the man from The Guardian had a go, The Guardian, August 5, 2004. Welbers, K., 2009. Technological Delegation, Responsibility for the Unintended, Science and Engineering Ethics, 15, 1, 51-68. Wallach, W. and C. Allen, 2009. Moral Machines. Teaching Robots Right from Wrong, Oxford, Oxford University Press. Whitby, B., 2008. Sometimes It's Hard to Be a Robot. A Call for Action on the Ethics of Abusing Artificial Agents, Interacting with Computers, 23, 326-333. Zuboff, S., 1982. Automate/Informate, The Two Faces of Intelligent Technology, Organizational Dynamics, 14, 2, 5-18 Academic Tools SEPMAN Icon How to Cite This Entry. SEPMAN Icon Preview the PDF version of this entry at the Friends of the SEP Society. Info Icon Look up this entry topic at the Indiana Philosophy Ontology Project, Info. Phil Papers Icon Enhanced Bibliography for this entry at Phil Papers, with links to its database. Other internet resources journals Online Ethics and Information Technology, a peer-reviewed journal dedicated to advancing the dialogue between moral philosophy and the field of information and communication technology, ICT. Science and Engineering Ethics, Science and Engineering Ethics is a multidisciplinary journal that explores ethical issues of direct concern to scientists and engineers. Centers 4TU Center for Ethics and Technology. Computer Professionals for Social Responsibility, CPSR, Organizations INSEIT, International Society for Ethics and Information Technology IACAP, International Association for Computing and Philosophy, Concerned with Computing and Philosophy Broadly Construed, including the use of computers to teach philosophy, the use of computers to model philosophical theory, as well as philosophical concerns raised by computing. Responsible Robotics, Organization to Promote the Responsible Design, Development, Implementation, and Policy of Robots Embedded in Society. Moral Machine, a platform for gathering a human perspective on moral decisions made by machine intelligence, such as self-driving cars. Blogs Moral Machines, blog on the theory and development of artificial moral agents and computational ethics. Related entries Computer and Information Ethics, Information Technology, and Moral Values, Information Technology, Phenomenological Approaches to Ethics and Moral Responsibility, Technology, Philosophy of Acknowledgements. This material is based upon work supported by the National Science Foundation under Grant No. SES 1058457. Copyright 2018 by Merrill Norman.